How angry does it make you feel when you see somebody walk by you that you find attractive and you're not able to see them naked, and the epiphany dawns upon you that you're never going to be able to see them naked, probably never going to be able to take them home, never going to be able to see what you wanted to see, what you've been lied to your whole life by your family, friends, teachers, elders, you name it, that when you're growing up, anything is possible. However, you learn game, you learn pickup, and you go and try to get the girl that you find attractive to come home with you, to show you her vagina, to let you make out with her, anything that you just wish, you have desire to gain from her. How angry does it make you feel that you've been lied to your entire life that these things are possible, but then when you go out and try them, no matter how much game you fucking learn, you're not able to achieve the result that you're really going for, okay? Or even if you get close to achieving it, it's not like you can get the girl in less than a 5-minute period. And if so, that's something way out of the ordinary. And the fact that you can't go up to every single girl that you find attractive and get them in less than a day, it's fucking preposterous. It's a huge lie. And it's also a crime. It's a crime against you. It's a crime against humanity. It's a crime against men. You need to be able to get girls that you find attractive naked for you. Like, how do you know how beneficial that is for you to just be able to see a girl naked in person that you've always wanted to see? Yet you're going around in life and there's girls that are so sexy and they're getting mad at you for approaching them just because they're wearing clothes that are almost showing their vagina and showing their figure. Well, little do they know, if they don't like that you're hitting on them or you're staring, they should just wear a hijab, okay? Go to Arab countries and go wear what they wear then. Don't get mad at me because my sexuality, my primal mind is thinking at a evolutionary standpoint of where anything that I see that is worth sexual reputation value, I can't help but stare. I can't help but want it, okay? And it's a crime against me that in any situation that I find myself in where some hot girl walks through and I'm unable to go and express myself to her or at least get her to open up to me, that's a fucking crime. Yet she's wearing clothes that are attracting me to want to fuck her. But then you go up and want to fuck her and show that you want to fuck her, and you're the one ostracized. You're the one blackballed. You're the one getting bullied. What a fucking joke, okay? And society does nothing to show this taboo nature of this crime in our humanity. Like, we are going through life. The police are covering up this crime. And I'm not being a conspiracy theorist. They don't even know this exists, okay? But here's what's really going on under the surface. And it's not like anyone actually consciously knows this. But it's going on where crimes being labeled, things in life are being labeled as crimes, okay? By the government, by the police, by the society at large, by feminists, whatever. And the funny thing is, it's taking the attention off the real crime here. The crime that women are able to walk around and be so sexy, yet us men, when we try to see them naked, we're lied to our whole entire life that we're able to see them naked one day. And that's not true. We're not able to see every girl that we want to see naked. We're not able to get them in our room with us or wherever. It doesn't matter. Even in a fucking park, in my car, at least. I just want to eat a girl out, okay? So if I go out and I try to get a girl to go and eat out, well, the majority, probably 99% of them, are not fucking down right then and there, or even in a month from now or a week or a day. It doesn't matter. They're never down. It's just how coy the female is nowadays, even though, but God forbid, a fucking Chad, Giga Chad looking like Taylor Holder walks up to them and says, hi. Well, you know what? Maybe they might just drop their panties right there, but I'm not sure because I'm not that type of look in a male. But Taylor Holder, I'm sure, has no problem getting any girl that he would enjoy to get. However, us other men here are subject to, I'm working out every single fucking day. I'm getting muscle and everything like that. But I'm still subjected to not being able to get what I want. And the lie that's being fed to me is that I'll be able to... I mean, are you, what you can believe you can achieve. My ass. My fucking ass, okay? If I believe I can go walk up to this fucking 10 super hottie with a husband and 12 kids, even though she's still hot and a fitness model, and I can go and fuck her in 10 minutes? Yeah. That's totally possible. Thank you for the crime against humanity. The crime that you're feeding to me. The lie. The lie. That's actually a crime. It's a subterfuge crime. So, another big issue here is, I already went over it like 5 times now that, like, I can't, the crime is that women can walk around being so sexy, and then when I go up, I get fucking bullied. Literally bullied by women, other men, their friend group, people, bystanders, you know, co-workers, anybody in the vicinity, even the girl herself, yet it's not labeled as bullied. I'm the one labeled as a creep, crazy, weirdo, even though I am physically more physically able and fit than anyone around in the whole entire environment. But girls only like skinny twinks, it seems like. They only like Taylor Holder types. Yet, you know, when I get the 8-pack, the fucking muscles up to the T, I got more muscle than anybody around. I got more muscle than 40-year-olds, anybody, literally anybody. There's like, I am in the top tier 98 percentile for muscle. And I'm still getting zero results. Okay? My friends tell me I got a Chad chin. It doesn't help. It doesn't do shit. I don't know what it is. But I have lost faith in going and approaching women. And it's a fucking joke. It is. And I had social momentum about a few months ago. I lost the social momentum. I need to get back into the social momentum so I can at least test what I'm saying once again. Even though I've tested it many times, I've gotten into pickup rampages many times, never did I get the success I've ever dreamed of. Never once, okay? Yeah, I got a couple of girls or something, but they weren't what I want. They weren't the top tier. I've never reached a level of excellence in that area. So, I want to continue, and I want to go all out, balls to the wall, go psychotic, and just start approaching any girl, anywhere. Once again, I had this about a few months ago, and I completely stopped. I want to go, and if I see a hot girl in the gym, I say whatever the fuck I want. It's not about game anymore. Fuck the stupid ass beating around the bush shit, okay? Never liked it, never will. I'm going to be a straight up front, okay? I'm even going to maybe I'll just record this. I got a nice pair of sunglasses with a camera on them. I'll record it. And I'll show you guys what the fuck happens when I go and approach and say whatever I want. It's bullshit. It's a crime. Absolute crime that I can't say what I want. If I feel what I feel and that I want this girl, how else am I supposed to express it? Beat around the bush and ask her a bunch of bullshit questions? Fuck that, okay? Everyone wants to tell me, you're too direct. You state too much intent. What the fuck else am I supposed to do? Mystery method? Beat around the bush method? Chat this and chat that? Back turn this and back? Fuck all that. I'm not gonna have it. I'm not gonna play that game. The odds are stacked against us, okay? It's up to us. To make it happen, to make shit work, okay? I'm not gonna have this. I want you guys to get fucking pissed off, okay? I want you guys to get fucking angry today. I want you guys to let the emotions that you're having built up inside around all this social pressure to just fucking be a catalyst for the success you're gonna be earning today. I want this to be a motivator for you to get in the fucking gym, and I want you to get that fucking weight. I want you to take some energy, some fucking C4, you know, some fucking pre-workout, I don't care, whatever it is. I want you to take some caffeine. I want you to even smoke weed if you want, because this is a good combo. I don't smoke weed anymore, but caffeine, weed and some fucking music like dubstep or some good rap or something that makes you go fucking insane, crazy, balls to the wall. I want you to go in the fucking gym. I don't care who's around. If there's hot girls everywhere, fuck those bitches. Hate them. Get a fury. Get a fire under your ass for how fucking mad you are at them. For not ever approaching you, leaving all the responsibility on you to approach. For leaving you in the dust every fucking day. For flaking on you. For being so fucking callous. So cynical towards you. I want you to get so frustrated that you get in there and you push that weight so hard that you start to cry. I want you to reach a fucking level where you get the fucking burning desire. And you are playing the music. I want you to get chills up and down your spine, up and down your back, all over your brain and head. I want you to feel the goosebumps. Right now, I want you to cry. When you're working out, I want you to hit that new plateau. And I want you to scream. I want you to yell. I want you to express yourself. I want that intensity level up to a level that you've never reached before. Because when you bring that intensity in your workout like that, everybody's going to stare. They're going to want to kick you out. They're going to tell you, sir, calm down. I don't want you to calm down. I don't want you to listen to them. Because what have you been told your whole life? This is your world. This is your life. You can do whatever the fuck you want. If that's the case, then yell in the gym, scream, cry, push that shit and go fucking insane ape shit. You're not human anymore. You're not gonna act human anymore. Everybody around's in this fucking haze. Let them be in it. Let them try to kick you out. Even if they're trying to drag you out of the goddamn gym, you keep working out. You let the fucking bastards call the cops on you. And you keep fucking yelling. Okay? And you fucking shake your head. You shake your head when you're working out and you go crazy. You shake your body and you yell and scream and holler and throw a rampage. And want you to fucking lose it, because that's what we need. We need to lose all this fucking social tension, all this fucking pressure. I want you to goddamn lose it, man. That's what we deserve, man. And after that, if you feel motivated enough to go and open a set, to go and say hello to a girl, you fucking do it. I don't want you to give up. I don't want you to quit. I want you to keep on fighting, because this world is fucked up. It's a bunch of bullshit. Everything happening around us, everything's built to make us not evolve. Everything built to keep us at a disadvantage. The odds are stacked against us. So let's fight back and fight harder than we ever have before. Don't let anybody tell you you can't fucking do it. Even though you know you can't, do it anyway. Just go and fight. Go and fucking open and be fucking pissed off. Let the girl know you're angry when she rejects you. Say fuck you to her. Fuck you, Mitt. You fucking bitch. Let her know you're fucking pissed off. Because it's bullshit for you to have to be rejected. When you are a fucking man doing his thing in his prime, working hard as fuck, harder than anybody else in there, in the goddamn gym, in the world, get out of here. You're not gonna reject me. That's fucked up. That's a crime. Not me approaching you. That's not a crime. It's you. You're the crime against humanity. Walking around, not letting anybody touch your pussy. It's a fucking joke. Don't let it get to your head. Let what I'm saying motivate you to get fucking furious. I am so heated up right now. I'm gonna go in here. I'm gonna sneak into this fucking gym. I don't even have a fucking membership. But you know what? I'm crazy like that. I am fucking psychotic when it comes to doing what I want. I don't let anybody tell me what the fuck to do. I will go in there. I'm so recalcitrant. They'll tell me to get out. I will go and say, I will go and fucking work out anyway. Act like they're not even there. They don't even exist. Keep my sunglasses on, keep the music in my headphones, and I'm gonna go goddamn apeshit crazy. And I want you to do it too. I want you to join me in this revolution where we go absolutely fucking insane. This is where we collide. We go into the fucking fire every single day. It is so difficult for us as men now. And when we see a hot girl, man, it is so hard to break past that social pressure, the fucking barrier to entry, the barrier to sale. Fuck it. It's time to let the fucking anger be a motivating factor in the gym today. tomorrow and the next day. But for right now, we're going to go and absolutely go fucking insane. Reach a new level in the gym, bro. I swear to God, nobody's ever going to motivate you like this. Nobody's ever going to tell you these things. Because everybody else is fucking retarded. For lack of a better word, they are decadent. They are really culturally and morally declined. People want to play the moral high card. You shouldn't talk to the girls you don't know. You shouldn't say hi to hot girls. Hey, she's got a boyfriend, buddy. Back off. Okay, Captain Save-A-Ho. Keep it up. And you know what's funny? They want to give you their 2 cents. Who asked them to talk to you, huh? Did you ask them to come and talk to you? Tell them this. I'll point my finger at you when I want you to talk. And just fucking stare them down. They can go fucking kill themselves like the little bitch pussy they are. Never doing things outside of their comfort zone. What a joke. Huh? What a fucking joke, huh? We're gonna go fucking insane. Swear to God.